Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's Kathy Katz. It's a beautiful September morning here in Pittston, PA. I'm sorry I logged in a little tiny bit late, but I just didn't get the number right. Certain things just don't work well in the morning, and one of them is my brain function. So, anyway, good morning, and I hope everybody is good, and I hope everybody can hear me, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, Ellie Belly. Those of you that know, that's my dog. This is a 30-minute show, so I'm going to get right to it. One thing I do forget to do is give you guys the call-in number if anybody wants to call in and, share or, just add to the topic or help me if I'm forgetting something from the topic or so on and so forth. And today's topic is, I'm going to be very blunt, is for people that have a chronic illness, and you got a lot of assholes out there who just say the wrong thing or just can't deal with it or treat you a lot differently. And I wish some of those assholes were listening this morning or will listen through the archives. But obviously, it's like somebody that has a disease of, if you want to call it a disease of addiction or whatever, no one's really going to listen or pick up a book until they're ready and they're done, So until people want to learn what it's like, I doubt anybody like that will be listening, but maybe through the archives, you could just play it for somebody, just for the hell of it, pretend like you're listening to it. But anyway, my call-in number for anybody this morning, and as you know, you just hit the links that you see on both Facebook and Twitter. I don't think I actually uploaded that I was going on air. But my call-in number for guests is 646-787-8475. And I'm just trying to look at my studio screen, and I'm hoping I just didn't get disconnected because it's coming up Run Auto EXE. And let me just check. This happens to me all the time. I'm off air, aren't I? I'm off air. This is no good. Well, I'm going to keep going because this is probably in the archives. So anybody that's, this has me all kind of pissed off, to be honest with you. So knowing that you're not hearing me and knowing that I'm having a problem connecting right now is just a little too much for me, It's everything I do seems to just go down the toilet lately for me. It's like if I didn't have any bad luck, I wouldn't have any at all, so to speak. And there we go, broadband, connect, and let's see if I can get back in. Okay, minimize the studio. I think I'm on air. I don't know, can someone give me a heads up somehow, just by calling in the number? I'm sorry, which is 646-787-8475. And it looks like I'm on air. It looks like I'm streaming. I'm sorry if I went down. I don't know. I knocked myself off, and I don't know. I just don't know. I can hardly see the screen. I'm all blurry right now. Let's see. I have 22 minutes left, but you guys know I can talk real quick and make it happen. Okay, again, this is for what's going on. As a lot of you know, very quickly, and some of you don't know, I have a lot of medical issues going on, a lot, nobody wants them. Nobody wants any medical issues going on, especially when they're chronic, they're painful, especially those that, it doesn't matter whether they're visible or invisible, to be honest with you. If you're hurting, you're hurting. It just sucks. That's the only way I can put it. It just sucks. you're in chronic pain. Now, my chronic pain, aside from what's going on with my liver, are possibly two different things. And one being, you know, that I am in pain from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And I'm on pain meds and all that other crap that I just can't stand being on due to the fact that it totally disorients me at times. Sleeping is very tough for me, as a lot of you probably are aware, that go through chronic pain. You just can't get comfortable. You know, nothing really does help. Then when you wake up in the morning, you're groggy, you can't function. No cup of coffee in the world is going to help you straight off. You know, and you just have to wait until, like, the cobwebs get out of you, so to speak. And that takes a while. And make a long story short, and then I got what's going on with my liver. And a lot of you know that I just had a battle, hepatitis C. You know, I got a lot of slack for that in my house, too. It's more or less like, where did I get it, and how did I do it, and, you know, all that other lovely stuff that goes along with it. You know, and I always try to, you know, make it implore on certain individuals. You know, it wasn't where I picked it up from. It was, you know, now that I'm in a great generation of medication to get rid of it, and that was my main concern. But when that first became part of me, the HCV, I mean, that was over like 30 years ago. So, you know, of course, I don't know why I just had myself, but I was never an intravenous drug user. You know, I was never, you know, whatever the case may be. I don't know why I seem to defend myself, because a lot of people have that stigma, and I hate stigma that gets attached to certain things. But I do remember I was giving my own blood for quite a few spinal surgeries. And during one surgery, it was before they even tested for HCV. I had lost a lot of blood. It was over in Connecticut, and they had to give me another, I don't know, pint, gallon, bag, whatever you want to call it. And make a long story short, it was after that that I had to, that's my hospital reminding me on my phone that I have to be in tomorrow. I say what you will call it a lot. And it was after that that I was going for another surgery. And it showed that, you know, that I had that. And back in the day, you know, we didn't know much about it. You know, just go and left checking liver enzymes. I was healthy. I had an internist. You know, there was nothing to think about it until like 10 years later, people were doing the Pegasus and stuff. But regardless, I walked around with that for about 30 years, not knowing, you know, that it was actually doing me harm and my liver harm. So it brings me back to the fact of, I was a big drinker. I don't like to consider myself an alcoholic, because it's been over a year since I've had a drink. You know, I don't believe in a lot of what AA preaches. You know, I'm not drinking, that's it. You know, so I did drink. I'm not drinking now. So it's my combination of, you know, my drinking past and my HCV, why now my doctor wants to put me on a liver transplant list. So there is, like, my problems. You know, I'm tired. I have a lot of pain. My feet are mangled, you know, so on and so forth. You know, whatever the cause may be, you know, I fit that chronic pain criteria. Yeah, it's 24/7. It's not a lot of fun. And then here comes, you know, the zappers that I can't stand. If I do load myself up on Percocet, you know, which I did in the beginning of the summer to do gardening work and stuff like that, you know, I'm fine, you know, until the stuff wears off and I go to sleep and everything takes over. And certain people became used to me, you know, being that way. Once I found that the transplant list was coming up and I was going on it for my liver, putting medication into my system that I felt may have been harmful and metabolized through my liver or even my kidneys, I really didn't want to deal with. So I just stopped taking the pain meds, thinking that maybe I could function. Well, I was wrong. I mean, literally, if you guys know what a pint of club soda looks like, you know, it's a little bit bigger than a regular bottle of soda, you know, and smaller than the 2 liter. I can't even pick that up without my arm just shaking, and it's unbearable, the pain. Yeah, it's just really bad. And I push myself, and I push myself, and I push myself. And then I'm really sad that I push myself. And I think with the hepatitis and with my liver not functioning properly right now, you know, I have something that's called HE. And I don't pronounce it properly, but if anybody's interested, you can look it up. HEPA something. It's where the liver doesn't absolutely flush toxins out of the body properly, because the liver takes on all the work in the body. As you know, it's one of our biggest and most amazing organs, and always treat it right. And to make a long story short, when that happens, you get like an ammonia buildup. And that ammonia buildup is, and if anybody's out there listening and I'm explaining it wrong, by all means, come in and chime in. But I think I have a general drift of what goes on. The ammonia buildup in your body, which in turn builds up and can go up to your brain, and it can cause you severe brain damage if not being taken care of. And I think I have not severe brain damage, and I don't mean to laugh, but a touch of it. Because in the afternoon, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I become like I have Alzheimer's. I get easily confused. I can't multitask as well as I used to. Everything bothers me. My attention span is null. You know, I'm trying to run around and do too many things and too many times. And it gets to be a little tiny bit difficult. I really don't like, you know, when it comes down to it, like cooking dinner and stuff like that. It's just a very, very, very difficult time of the day for me. And like I always said, you know, with men, you know, like a lot of guys, they come home from work and so on and so forth. They plop on the couch and, you know, do what they got to do. And with women, you know, our day never ends. Like our day ever ends. And I'm hoping now that I'm still online, because my computer went into sleep hibernation. There we go. I keep forgetting to set that. And I only have, possibly, knowing me, I used up a lot of time. Put my glasses on. I got about 14 minutes left. Pretty cool. Again, if anyone's listening and wants to call in and add anything, the number is 646-787-8475. You can click any of those links that I put around on Facebook or Twitter this morning. I probably didn't put the links. They're probably on my wall from last night. And just click the links. They're in a couple of the rooms and groups that I belong to, and a couple of the pages and so on and so forth. And it'll bring you right to this little, I don't know, see, there I go, getting lost for words. Like the little digital thing, and it'll give you a number, or you could just listen, or, you know, and you can call in later, or you can listen to archives, or whatever the case may be. As most of you know, I'm getting off my, I don't know what season this would be for me. I think maybe my fourth, I'm not sure. But anyway, now let's get back to the assholes out there, because those are the people I want to really touch base on. And I happen to deal with, you know, a lot of it myself, because I'm not like who I used to be. I just get, I don't know if it's traumatized, because I'm already traumatized enough, you know, with how I'm feeling, how my pain threshold is, you know, that I can't get in and out of cars, that I can't walk as quickly as I used to, that I can't bend down to pick things up, that my cleaning mode is in slow mode, where it used to take me approximately an hour and a half, let's say, to clean my entire house from top to bottom, because I did it on a daily basis. So, you know, you never have to really do anything like on the weekend. Anyway, make this long story short. And now it's just too much for me. It takes me all day long. And because I get so sidetracked so easily, the next thing I know, it's like the end of the day. And the next thing I know, I'm in lividness. You know, it's like, where did my day go? I didn't go in my pool. I don't walk to stores. Yeah, I don't drive. Even if I did, I'm afraid I get into an accident. You know, I've been thinking of either getting one of them little motorized little things to help me get around to the market. I'm even afraid of getting in one of them. I'm afraid I'm going to get confused and paranoid and stuck on a corner. You know, that some old lady that's 90 years old with a cane is going to have to help cross me. You know, it's just very, very upsetting to me. And it's upsetting to a lot of my people out there that I've happened to meet. And there's some I know and there's some I've met. And, you know, one day it's what I get across to, like, all you idiots out there that know someone. You know, it's not fun. We didn't wake up one morning feeling, like, wonderful. You know, our whole life, you know, was just fine. There was nothing wrong. And then suddenly, sometimes in the blink of an eye, the next morning you wake up and your whole life has changed. Your entire life because of your health has changed. Nobody wants to be that way. Nobody. And a lot of us go through like, with the big phony smiles. And I'm going to tell y'all, don't smile no more, man. Don't. You know, let people know what's going on. I mean, it's an illness. Don't sit there and pretend you're not in pain and pretend this and pretend that, pretend everything's okay, because it's really not. You know, and I think it gets more frustrated that we try to pretend. It's real. It's there. It hurts, you know. We got to live with it. Stop trying to make it go away. You know, this is a woman that can't wrap her head around the fact that I may have to have a transplant. And, you know, and I'm going to keep talking about a lot of medical issues, my show, probably this year. As I said, I'm probably not going to touch too much on adoption. But I'm meeting so many people on the way that, what you report, have, like, you know, severe and legitimate medical issues and things that we're not aware of and things that we don't support. And, you know, we all sit on Facebook and we, you know, we click like and share and, you know, so on and so forth. And there's so many victims of so many different things. I mean, this month alone is like, from what I understand, something with HCV awareness, suicide awareness, you know, this. So many different things going on out there. And I try to bring it up on my wall a lot. You know, I've tried also a lot not to even talk. I'm one of those people that pretended, you know, that everything was fine and I had nothing wrong with me, only because it seemed to embarrass, you know, somebody else more than it embarrassed me. And I'm going to be honest, if, you know, you people out there or anybody out there, you know, who knows my problems and, you know, wants to stigmatize me, you know, oh, look, she had hepatitis C, you know, she has a liver transplant, she must have been like a real drug user and an alcoholic. You know what I can tell you? I don't even want to say it online, but you get the drift. Like, I'm so tired of hiding, you know, and stigma and everything else, and people judging, you know, and then they want to be your friend, and then they don't want to be your friend. Because one thing, if you're going to be a friend to someone that has chronic illness, you know, you got to get it ready sometimes when they really need to blow, especially in the beginning, you know, because sometimes it's really hard to wrap your head around. You know, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around this liver stuff, you know, and I keep it quiet. I don't put it on my wall. I don't say nothing. But, you know, it's part of who I am. It's part of what makes me up right now. It's not going away. Hopefully it will, you know, because I'm going like hell, you know, to try to beat this thing. I am doing everything I possibly can to try to turn this thing around for myself so I don't have to go that route, you know, so I can manage where I am because I am literally petrified. I don't want to do it. I don't want to get so sick that I need to do it. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in my head. My birthday's coming up. I'm going to be, I don't know, know, how old I'm going to be. But you guys can do the math. I think I'm going to be 54. You can hear water in the background, and they're pouring my belly a little bit of water. I have a little water dish and a little, what I call her rounds, you know, little round little things in my bedroom with me, which I converted into an office. And Ellie has half the room, and I have half the room, and the middle of the room is office, and the other side is all getting dressed, and the other side, forget about it, it looks like a bomb went off on it, all my clothes are just on this other bed sitting there. So anyway, I don't even know where I was, see, and that happens to me an awful lot. My computer just went into sleep mode again, and I have to remember to make sure that stops. And I think I have about 5 minutes, and I would love to have a caller, but maybe as time goes on, you know, again, I just, when I ask people to, I ask somebody to come on, and, you know, they didn't think they were qualified. I'm not looking for no professionals, excuse me, any professionals, you know, to come online and break it on down, you know, because people nowadays, I feel pretty proficient about their health, you know. They talk to their doctors if they're not happy. They get a second or third opinion. They Google. They do this. They do that. They join support groups. They learn from each other, especially the people that have been there, done that. You know, when I ask people to come on, it's just one of us to talk, like, one-on-one, another person that another person can relate to. Your friends can hear you, you know, so on and so forth. So I'm not running any kind of, like, political or medical or anything like that. My show is just basically shooting the breeze, shooting the shit, talking, you know, being real, and that's pretty much it. You know, I used to like to do a lot of interviews because I thought about a lot more. You know, a lot more people my way to my show, and you know, it's not about that anymore for me. It's just about, you know, people learning from what I'm going through and people learning what they're going through. Excuse me, I said that totally wrong. If I have somebody else on the show, let's say, and people learning from them as well, and me learning from them as well. You know, because it seems like this is the way the rest of my life is going to be. It's going to be involved somehow or another in medical support, medical bits for myself, for other people. It just seems like at my time, my age, if I have to look at anything like where my life has been and where it's gone and where it's possibly going now, you know, it's went a whole different direction. Like, it took a real shock, and, you know, I have to deal with this, and I've yet to deal with it. Just like the other night, I've been called last night that I had bipolar disease and was insisting that I get driven to the hospital because, you know, I was irate last night. And I get irate pretty quickly when I spend my entire day, you know, cleaning, let's say, my kitchen to the best of my ability. So I don't have to bend, and I don't have to do this, and I don't have to do that, and I don't have to do dishes 5 times a day because we haven't put in a new dishwasher yet. And when I open up the microwave and I find that it hasn't been cleaned and there's food in there, or when I open up my refrigerator to put something in and there's no room because things are shoved in there, uncovered and things of that nature, and I have to pull everything out in order to put one item in, and then end up throwing like 10 things out just to get ready to cook for dinner. My joy is absolutely gone, and a lot of you that know me know I love to cook. I absolutely love to cook, but I'm a perfectionist. My house has to be a certain way, you know, and there's certain things I just ask people in my home, saying, you know, leave it alone. Don't touch it. Don't put it away. Leave it for me. You know, I'm trying to make everything now where I don't have to bend. I don't have to go down for spices. I don't have to, you know, leave me just the top shelf in the refrigerator. You know, my whole diet's changed so much. Don't make me go through the refrigerator. Don't make me clean it 100 times a day. You know, and find surprises in there that I'm just unaware of. You know, I get irate. And at the end of the day, I'm telling you, I don't want to do anything anymore. I really don't. I'm tired. I am so, so very tired. You have no idea how tired I am. my body hurts, the medication I'm on, I don't like to take, you know, and I'm just hurting and I'm confused. All I want to do is go upstairs, you know, maybe take a pain med, maybe take something, and just, you know, just relax a little tiny bit and, I guess, regroup the best I can, even if I end up taking a nap, which I hate doing because it makes me feel so lazy. You see, there's a lot wrapped up that I can't cover in 30 minutes with, you know, how a lot of us feel and, you know, what's going on and stuff like that. So I'm sure I'm coming to the end of the show. And Dan, the person, just beeped in 90 seconds. So I just want to thank all my listeners, and I'm sorry if the show was a little erratic with the broadband cutting off that show. I kept trying to talk, but if you listen to the archive, you're going to hear that I was a little bit, annoyed. And, the name of the show is, I should have used better punctuation, 60 seconds. Chronic illness, those that judge, comma, your ass needs an attitude adjustment. That's how it should have been, because I didn't even touch on people yet. So we're going to continue this conversation next week, next Saturday, as the colder it gets. And I'm not trying to wish winter here really quick, but the colder it gets, I think the 10 o'clock is going to be a good working time for all of us. For people that want to stay in, and I'm looking forward to fall, peeps. I really am. So I want to wish you all a great day. Have a great Saturday. I'm going to go out to water, put my purple hairspray in, put my purple lipstick on, and have my purple cup of, I have my purple cup of juice here. I'm into purple lately. And a shout out to my sister Margie, and her birthday was yesterday. So happy, happy, happy birthday. And I have my sister Carol just the other day. Happy, happy, happy birthday. And like I said, I'm coming up. So we had a busy month with birthdays in September. It's amazing. So with that, I just want to say peace, joy, and love to everybody. Have a great day. And don't let the ship bring you down. If you can, pick it up and throw it back. All right. All right. Peace out.